Good evening. As you heard, I spent some 31 years with UNHCR all around the world. I loved my job. My last 10 years were basically in headquarters. You get then to, after so many years, you become director, and then you can't really travel anymore. But for me, when it came, when 12 years ago, almost 12 years ago, came the time that I had to retire, I loved my job till the last day. And I was very happy the very first day after my retirement to start a new life. And I think this is so important. It's, I believe it's the best thing, the best part of my life, although the working life was so satisfactory. But doing your retirement, being the owner of your own time, and I think that is so important, is that you only do things you like to do. There is no any more pressure to do, because we all in working life, we have to do things we don't like, but well, you have to do it. But the fact that you can just simply say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I only concentrate on things I like to do. So my wife was very worried when I retired, because I had a very busy job. I had not real hobbies. And she said, my God, what is he going to do? And probably getting on my nerves. And what I did is I took a dog a year before I retired. And I became a member of the search and rescue group here in Geneva, for search and rescue with dogs. And that, I think, was, for me at least, very important, because on the one hand, when I all of a sudden was not working with UNHCR anymore, I was by far the oldest member of the group. Everybody else was at least 30 years younger than I was. But they were all preparing to train their dogs and to be able to assist in earthquakes in order to find people, or around here in the mountains if people would get lost. And there, my experience with UNHCR, which was very different, but having been in many emergencies, I could bring some experience to the young people who were training with me, and they were much better than I was with the training of the dog. But I was still working in emergencies or for emergencies, but in a different way, in a totally different way. And that, I'm still a member of them. I've been 9 years their president. Now they are going on with training their dogs and become operational. I'm beyond that point now, but I still do the training for my pleasure and remain fit. Another thing which was important for me was, when I was a student, I studied, among other things, the Arabic language. And then for a couple of years, and then somehow during my professional life, I was never posted in an Arabic-speaking country, and so I never used it. And so one of the things I did immediately when I was retired, I enrolled in the UN language classes for Arabic, and I studied it for 5 years. And that was, for me, and something where I really had to concentrate, something I liked, and it was very important to get over the first years of retirement. Now, one thing which is also important is, don't rush too quickly into accepting all types of jobs or assignments. Because when people know that you are retired, they say, oh, we need a volunteer here, we need a volunteer there, and can't you help? And you, of course, are worried, how will I fill my days? But be careful there, because before you know it, you do too many things. You are enrolled in too many associations or NGOs, and all of a sudden you get to a stress level you do not like to be in, because you only want to do things you really like. So be careful in the beginning. Don't accept everything people propose, and go, I would say, slowly. Build your activities up slowly. So I became, I was already in UNHCR involved when Mrs. Ogata was still the High Commissioner with the setting up of the Refugee Education Trust. And that is an NGO which is so totally outside the UN and UNHCR. When I retired, I became a board member there. I'm the chairman now. And that somehow, although it doesn't require lots of activities, but it somehow keeps me a little bit in the work I'd had been doing before. And at the same time, when the, as they are just an NGO, when they have very enthusiastic proposals for activities here and there, of course, I can come in with the experience from UNHCR and sometimes say, wait a minute, is this right, is this wrong, can we go, should we go, etc. And there you bring in the your past experiences. And then I'm also, but that I'm mainly because Sergio Vieira de Mello was a very close friend of mine. And so when the family asked me if I was willing to join the board in honor of for the foundation, which was made done in honor of Sergio, I was happy to do this. And since its inception, I'm the chairman of that board. And it sounds maybe a lot, but it is not. I mean, I have still a lot of time to read history books and be with my grandchildren and travel, enjoy life. And that is what it is all about. Retirement is enjoy life. Go travel. Enjoy you, if you have them, your grandchildren, your children, your grandchildren. And just don't be obsessed with work. But from time to time, it's also good to work. Okay, thank you.